You're listening to Podka. I'm your host, Jane Nelson, and this is episode number 101. Let's get to it with today's topic, by how she reacts to jokes. This podcast is sponsored by
Podbot Door AI. Okay, let's get to it.
The actress, who was seen rolling her eyes at this prank, clasped her hands and gave Rock a disappointed look from behind. To recap quickly on the moment that got most talked about, Chris Rock was giving out an Oscar for Best Documentary and making a callous joke about Jada Pinkett Smith's hairlessness. Chris Rock hosted the Oscars in 2016, and made jokes both about hashtag OscarsSoWhite controversy and the fact that Pinkett Smith was not invited to the Academy Awards. Some have claimed Will Smith was protecting Jada Pinkett Smith's back, but Rock, in a room full of his peers, might decide to refrain from making an offensive joke about a black woman. Will Smith was originally laughing about the joke's callousness, but upon seeing Jada Pinkett Smith's reaction, anyone watching could have seen that Pinkett Smith was humbled and annoyed at the statements. He continued walking onto the stage and punched Chris Rock across the face, then returned to his seat. Perhaps Will Smith had not even heard the joke, and laughing was his automatic response when watching the comedian. He might have been acting out that a callous joke might distract from all of Jada Pinkett Smith's growth and progress on accepting her own head. Not to mention on the one of the world's most glamorous, photogenic occasions. Saying that Will Smith should not have responded this way, given the perception that Will Smith would receive from the mostly white crowd, is a white gaze par excellence. When reflecting on the incident between Smith and Rock, a few people on social media used words such as extreme, excessive, and violent to describe Smith's response. Smith's vehement reaction to Rock's barbs has provoked a broad spectrum of reactions by viewers. Like many Oscar viewers, the comedian was shocked after Will Smith punched Chris Rock on stage at the Oscars after the latter made a joke about the actor's wife. The actor's joke has since been picked up on the internet after the incident. Chris Rock, presenting an award for Best Documentary, jokingly said, "The actor's wife, I love you." As black women and girls are to Chris Rock, the quip came across as a disconnect from, and callousness toward, the very issues that his 2009 documentary, Best Hair, was about. What is so perplexing about this is Chris Rock produced a whole documentary on the cultural significance of black hair rituals, good hair, that he said he made for his daughters, then proceeded to make a joke about black women's hairstyles. In the same vein, legendary Tom Brady joked that McVay should not bring up his retirement subject. G.I. Jane 2, I cannot wait to see you, Rock joked, apparently in a nod to the actors' shaving of their heads. The cameras captured Smith's instant reaction to the joke about his wife. She has spoken openly about having alopecia, a condition that causes hairlessness, and Will Smith laughed, as did most of the audience. The humor is delivered against a backdrop of poor longevity and an antagonistic world. Since wordplay is considered by default to be among the lowest forms of humor, the statement could have been made even though the wordplay at issue was in fact very, very funny. If the intention behind the humor is always understood, then those currently offended by certain puns may be feeling a little less hurt. Use your best judgment to distinguish between a good joke and one that is mean-spirited or harmful. The line that separates a good joke from a bad joke, or someone who has a good sense of humor from someone who is humorless, or pouty, or overly dour, is subjective. In liberal times and places, consequences for bad jokes are silence, sneering, or criticism. Of course, professional comedians are not the only ones punished for jokes. In other times or places, telling a bad joke could cost you your freedom, or even your life. If someone makes a joke you believe is malicious, neither assume that your thoughts are right, nor do nothing. You have heard the joke, found it amusing or provocative, or perhaps just assumed others would, and then tell your friends. Telling jokes is serious business, and requires a great ability to know the audience. Even those of us who have used humor to cope with dark parts of our lives are, at times, not in the mood for jokes. McGraw says that effective jokes are an infraction of the good faith, and they are always walking a fine line between being too mild and being too extreme. Then reciprocate by sharing a fun story or a joke with the people around you. Browse the
selection of joke books at the local bookstore or library, and add some jokes to your list to share with friends. While some spectators at Windsor's horse show were shocked by a risque joke, Queen Elizabeth II herself offered a smile in response and waved at the crowd.
Thank you all for joining us again on Podka. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.